They're all of their pictures and their little descriptions and links to their information. So check it out. And Nancy, thank you again, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we are going to wrap up the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're going to turn this one right around. Dr. Al is still with us, and we will continue Vet Sunday. Dr. Al is the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. We probably will hear from Dr. Bernie Bleem from Illinois. And, of course, we are giving away copies of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For. We still got books, Sandy. We've got some books. Have we got liver cookies? We do. Okay, we've got Wagon Tails liver cookies and Food Pets Die For. You can give Sandy a call right now at 425-373-5527. Also, you can call in if you've got animal or human medical care questions, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com, and we continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food. Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle. Thanks to its listeners, Alternative Talk 1150 has become the most refreshing talk radio in our area. Now we want to hear more from you. Log on to 1150kknw.com and take a brief survey. Besides helping improve your favorite station, you'll have a chance to win an overnight trip to Victoria, BC, courtesy of the Victoria Clipper. Log on now to 1150kknw.com to be heard and to have a chance at winning. Contest details posted online.
Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest quality, all-natural, human-grade holistic products using the finest natural ingredients available, including vitamins and chelated minerals. Canada products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can. 100% satisfaction guaranteed and 100% nutritionally guaranteed. Check out the new All Life Stages grain-free formula. 80% meat protein, 20% vegetables and fruit, and zero grains. Discover why dogs love Canada. Go to Canada.com for more information.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 AM or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Have you always wanted to be able to talk with your animal companions? Now you can. I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals radio show, the show that lets you talk with your animals. Every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m., our show is dedicated to taking your calls and asking your animal companions the things you most want to know from them. We can talk about anything, including health, behaviors, emotions, upcoming events in your lives, medical issues, and transitions. I even talk with deceased animals and humans. You'll learn about how to communicate with and understand your animal kids better, their point of view, and alternative ways of relating to the wonderful animals who grace your life. Twice a month, we feature guests who present their specialty and answer your questions. Animals have amazing, wonderful, and very often surprising things to say. If you love your animals, you're going to love listening to Talk With Your Animals Wednesdays at noon. Talk With Your Animals is a show both you and your pets are going to love. Tune in Wednesdays at noon.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs in prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. Now, our phone lines are open for the rest of the show. It is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner. And soon to be joined by Dr. Bernie Bleem, and we'll get to them in just a moment. If you have an animal or medical care question, you can certainly give us a call. We also are giving away copies of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For, and Wagon Tail's Liver Cookies. The numbers to call if you've got questions or want to raid the prize closet. Local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Long distance within Western Washington is 888-298-5569, and you can send us an email while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Now, only use that email address during the show, because that's the only time we check that box. If you want to get a hold of Animal World when we're not on the air, you can do that through the Animal World website, which is www.marthanorwalk.com. There's lots of great information for you there. There are links to all of our advertisers and sponsors on the homepage. There's a link to the audio archives on the homepage, so you can listen to past shows of Animal World if you've missed anything or want to share the show with others. There is also a link to contact Martha, and so you can send me an email that will come to my home office computer, or you can address yours. You can use the link on the website, or address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. And if you have a need of my services as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, I would be delighted to work with you. I work with people either over the phone or in their home to help them understand their animal friends and solve any behavior training and healing issues that you've got going on. You can send me an email, but I don't work via email. I need to be able to speak to you. And I always do a free, no-obligation telephone consultation and evaluation. So it's always worth giving me a call. Contact me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, the phone, and bug my voicemail. The phone number is 206-525-2016. That's 206-525-2016. Now, if you need to get a hold of Sandy, she can be reached through her website, which is www.animalnature.com. Dr. Al's books are Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. He also has the Endocrine Immune Mechanisms in Animals and Human Health Implications, which is a compendium of articles. Both of them can be found via his website, and lots of other articles that he has written since the publication of these books on various subjects related to this imbalance, which we now call the Pluckner Syndrome. Check out his website at www.drpluckner, that's P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R.com. And, of course, you can find our Gary We've told you already, he belongs to us. He's our Gary. But you can find Gary Hill in his own radio show, Sports Tangle, Monday evenings, 8 to 9 p.m., correct, Gary?
Yes.
That's correct. And your web, you have a sportstangle.com, correct, your website?
Yeah.
All right. So if you want more sports with Gary, tune in Monday night. But remember, he belongs to us.
I do.
All right. Speaking of belonging to us, Dr. Al is coming to us from, I think, sunny Southern California. Dr. Al, you with us?
Yes, I am, Martha.
All right. Are you ready for Dr. Bernie?
I'm not sure anybody's ready for Dr. Bernie, but go for it.
Okay, joining us from the great state of Illinois, where I was born. I was born in Chicago. I think you're around that area, Dr. Bernie Bleem. Good morning, Dr. Bleem, or good afternoon, I think it's in your neighborhood.
It is. It's afternoon. Good afternoon, and we are south of Chicago, about 2 hours.
South of Chicago.
Bernie.
Oh, okay. So how's the weather in Illinois?
You know, I want rain for my garden, so there.
Ah, okay.
And it's coming.
Okay. All right. So, Dr. Bernie, you've been joining us on Vet Sundays now for several months. And that is because you happen to be one of the enlightened ones. And I mean by that a veterinarian that has an open mind and that's willing to look at other things that may heal our animal friends, because someone, a client of yours, had, or someone in your area, had heard about Dr. Al's work, thought it might the imbalance might apply to her dog, and she came to you and asked you to do the testing and so forth, and you were open to that and have really jumped on board. Is that kind of describe the beginning?
That's it, and definitely the young lady who brought the animal to us has had seen just incredible results by following Dr. Plechner's protocol.
All right, and you not just being open-minded and willing to work with this one dog, you really jumped on board realizing that Dr. Al was really onto something here, correct?
It is a... What he's working with is true. I would like to have anybody come on and dispute what the concept is.
Yeah.
As far as working out the details, we're still trying. No question.
Correct.
Because there's a lot of details to this.
Oh, yeah, and we don't have all the answers. And, you know, each case, of course, is individual, but we're really looking for both the human and veterinary communities to get on board here to help find all the answers.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we're still, you know, there's a whole list of what we would call specialists. Dr. Plechner and I would call specialists. They've gone beyond their schooling and their education. They've picked up other degrees, and I'm just keep pounding at the door trying to find out what the answer is.
Now, are you finding receptivity, or are you getting that door slammed in your face?
Oh, receptivity, sure. I mean, the thing is, and Al can tell you this, how many cases do we see a week? I see 70 dogs and cats and birds and lizards a day. How many cases do we see a week where we've gone as far as we can go with Western medicine? How many do we see?
Wow.
So you can either look at those people and say, well, that's all I can do, or you can say, now, wait a minute, let's try this.
Well, and I got it. Dr. Bernie, did you just say you see 70 patients a day?
Yep.
I'm wondering how the heck do you do that?
Big, great, big, good staff. Very, very supportive staff. Plus surgery.
Pardon me?
Surgery.
Well, boys, I would think that would write your ticket into the loony bin.
No, yeah. Well, we're getting there.
Yeah. I think we're both there.
Well, no,
yeah.
I mean, that's really...
I'll go right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that boggles my mind, and I have to be honest. I can't... You must have a heck of a staff, because I can't imagine being able to do an in-depth job with 70 patients a day. I don't know how one does that.
Well, you get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, you work till 10 o'clock at night.
Oh, I see. You get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and you work till 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Well, I don't know any doctor that doesn't have a wonderful staff who's successful. So, yeah, I blame my staff for all my success.
Well, that's good.
As I do.
As you blame his staff or your own?
My own. And, you know, and Bernie's really come up with some neat things. The syndrome is what the syndrome is, but as far as balancing it using Western synthetics or Chinese medicine herbs or holistic or homeopathics, it really it makes a big difference. And it, at this point in time, as long as the syndrome's been identified, as Dr. Bleem knows, Bernie knows, is that, yeah, maybe, you know, I ran into a situation where there was a certain thyroid that I used, and the dye was a bad thing for the patient. So you go to
a
different
thyroid medication, a pill, and that had a dye in it, and it was the dye in the pill that was upsetting the animals?
Absolutely. I've got humans where they cannot touch anything with a dye in it. Period. And so in Bernie, what Bernie's experiencing right now is, hey, you can do the standard Western synthetics. I think this is right, Bernie. Correct me if I'm wrong. But, you know, if it doesn't work and you try something different, it works great.
Yeah.
I think the big thing is identifying the syndrome. And then as far as funding it, there are so many different ways of trying it. You know, literally go for it.
Well, that's a good discussion. Now, I'm going to put you guys on hold so we can take care of our advertisers and sponsors, because that really is the most important part of our show, because without them, there's no us. And then as we continue, let's talk about what's new on Dr. Bernie's list. What are you discovering about treating this protocol? And I certainly want to chime in on that, because I have some stuff to say as well. So stay with us. Animal World continues with Dr. Al Pluckner and Dr. Bernie Bleem straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, I just jotted down some of the things that are on sale up at Jones & Company, and all of these sales are on until July 10th. They're having a savings celebration. Unbelievable what they're going on. All kinds of foods, Filidae, Nutrisource, Halo Foods, Avengers, Royal Canin, Aviderm, Natural Choice, Innova, and let's see, do I have any other foods? Merrick canned, Wysong canned, Natural Balance, and their Sweet Scoop cat litter's on sale. And apparently they have a new contender in the amazing shedding tool, you know, the Furminator that's so expensive. Well, they've got a new Coastal, has a new Safari Shed Magic tool that is on sale and is less expensive than the Furminator. I bet the patent or whatever is worn out on that Furminator. Anyway, they've got all kinds of stuff on sale. Check them out. It's worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Join Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on 1150 a.m. Brian Abker, Brian Bacon, Matt Zarter, and Gary Hill bring unique, entertaining, and thoughtful perspectives on Northwest sports and beyond. Visit sportstangle.com for more information. That's Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
This is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I'd like to talk to you about Robin Alexis. Although I liked Robin right away, I was skeptical at first. But let me tell you, that was unwarranted, and now I believe that Robin is the real deal. Often referred to as the metaphysical mother, Robin's a spiritual empowerment coach with incredible gifts. Robin's a medium, ghost and baby whisperer, medical intuitive, past life reader, animal communicator, and channel. In addition to being a radio and TV personality and author, she's also a Reiki master teacher. Simply put, Robin is amazing. I know know because she's been helping me incredibly on many levels. Robin is nurturing, powerful, and did I say phenomenally gifted? Robin can help you too. Her books and personal one-on-one phone readings can change your life forever. Let Robin help you heal and release those blockages so you can experience life more fully. To schedule a reading, go to robinalexis.com, and while you're there, download a free copy of the first two chapters of her new book. That's robinalexis.com, or give her a call at 360-457-2993. That's 360-457-2993.
Going against the grain has never been so much fun. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're in the final hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. We are also joined by Dr. Bernie Bleem from Illinois. He is working extensively with Dr. Al and with the Pluckner syndrome. And we've got open phone lines. If you have animal and or human medical care questions, you're welcome to give us a call. We've still got books, Food Pets Die For, and Martin's book, Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, local number 425-373-5527, long distance 888-298-5569, and email goes to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All right, Dr. Al, you were there?
You bet.
And how about Dr. Bernie?
Yes.
All right, so Dr. Bernie, what's new with you? I think we started to get into to something new. I think it had to do with treatment of this endocrine immune imbalance.
Well, let's back up a little bit for the people who don't know.
Okay.
You know, certainly endocrine immune imbalance can be now proven. I was a little skeptical myself when Dr. Al said, hey, this lab and this lab aren't going to give you good answers.
Uh-huh.
This lab would. So we went through all that, and I will tell you that this is not for every animal that walks across our scales. However, it is for every animal that is showing any type of dysfunction in the body. Now, there's no question. I'd love to grab them all.
You'd like to test all
about,
of them, yeah.
Young animals that are born with the imbalance, and I've shown that that's true too. But at 70 patients a day, you just can't do them all. There's
right.
no question.
Well, just FYI for you, Dr. Bernie, you know, I work very closely, and Animal World does, and Dr. Al now, with Dr. Bill Burlingame, you know, in our area, is the vet in our area that does the most work with Dr. Al's work. Well, you know, we've been doing this now for, you know, about 6 years, and Dr. Bill and I had the same question because all we were doing was testing sick or ill or diseased animals, and of course they all had the imbalance. Well, we decided, gosh, you know, maybe we should start testing some normal animals. And sure enough, when we tested animals that were very healthy and had no issues, they had a normal EI1 test
Absolutely.
Panel.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was at 100%.
Yeah, so yeah, it would be nice to test all of them, but you can't, obviously.
Right. But not every normal-looking animal is going to test normal.
Right.
And I'm sure Dr. Pluckner would agree with that.
Sure.
Yeah. So anyway, in the work that I've done, along the lines of what Dr. Pluckner's doing, I saw that without a doubt, 50-70% of the time, you can get an animal to respond just purely with Western help. So we had some sticky cases. Some dogs are very, very sensitive to any steroid we might do. We can try a different steroid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that'll bring us up to about 80% of the animals who can respond. But there's still like, you know, 15 to 20% of animals that, even though we know there's something wrong,
right,
they will not tolerate the therapy.
Well, yeah, those are what I call the difficult patients. So you've run into those too.
Oh,
they
yeah,
have
absolutely.
The imbalance, but they can't really tolerate the medication.
That's true.
Okay.
And for those, I think what we're going to open up the conversation about, and it can't. I don't think everybody knows what they're doing, but Eastern. It's going to take
medicine.
Eastern medicine, acupuncture with Chinese herbs, and I mean that's really what's starting to work on some of these that are tough.
Ah.
Now we have to also include a conversation we had last month about foods. Foods are some of the basic things you cannot get by without. Absolutely. changing foods, and we can talk about that to explain it further.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do, you've got to do the basics first. I mean, it's not as easy as saying, hey, let's do some tests. Okay, it's off. Let's put them on some medication. No. And I'm sure we for people who've listened more than one time, they are privy to everything we're saying, but you may just want to go through that real quick and update people.
Yeah, and we did, and of course you're not here for every hour of the show, but we had a phone call in the last hour that was, and we spent quite a bit of time talking about food and food allergies and elimination diets and
all that kind of
stuff.
Cool.
So we do sometimes touch on those things before you join us.
Yeah.
Now,
cool.
It was interesting what you were saying, that with some of the difficult patients, you are finding that the Eastern medicine, some of those Chinese herbs, acupuncture, that sort of thing, is really helping
sure.
a lot. And I have to tell you that here in our area, one thing that I'm noticing in most cases, the holistic vets in the area that were opposed to doing the drug therapy had not been successful in balancing these animals without using the drugs. But there's one vet in our area who is an Animal World vet, has been associated with us for many years, and that's Dr. Mike Saluski. He's up at Pilchuck Veterinary Hospital, and he started out as an equine practitioner only, but he does Eastern medicine, Chinese herbs, acupuncture, chiropractics on all animals, and he has been the most successful of any vet I know in stabilizing this imbalance without using the drugs. So you're saying that you're finding help from Eastern medicine as well, especially
with
the difficult patients.
Yeah, there's one doctor in this area that I would definitely promote, and that's Dr. King.
Yeah.
I honestly, you know, you can talk about Reiki, you can talk about massage.
Mm-hmm.
There, if the doctor doesn't have the gift, they're not going to get as good a result.
Mm.
I mean, they're not.
Yeah.
I don't think Dr. Plechner would argue.
No, I definitely would not. You know, and here in the LA area,
mm-hmm.
there's a Yosan University that teaches Chinese medicine. Masters, PhD, so on and so forth. And it's Dao and Mao Changni, who I know very, very well. And they feel this Plechner syndrome brings Western and Eastern together, because 1,500 years ago, there was the Ming-Man Triangle, where the adrenals burned out and all these bad things happened.
Huh.
But the funding of it, the identification, I think, as Bernie knows, is the important thing. And then the funding of it may be different. I mean, whatever it takes to make the patient better, and each patient is different, this is what you need to do. And you need to bring all these professionals in, whether holistic, homeopathic, acupuncture, the whole thing, whatever it takes to change this mechanism. But I think the neat part about it is, here's a baseline for you. Here is what the problem is with your patient. Now, what can you do to make the difference? And so the medicines, wherever it comes from, whatever it does, needs to change that and normalize the patient. So I think it's really coming down, and Bernie said this, basically, here are the imbalances. The question is, how do you fund them to the best of your ability to help that patient?
Well,
and I think that's what you're seeing.
Well, I want to go back to something that Dr. Bernie just said, because I think if I understand him correctly, he mentioned something that's very intriguing, and I don't think we've ever actually said it out loud on the air. But did I hear you correctly, Dr. Bernie? You were saying, be it Reiki, be it massage, or whatever, if you don't have the gift, the healing isn't going to be as great. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Tell me what you meant by that, please.
I mean, pick a school. Veterinary schools can chuck out veterinarians, but if they don't have intuition that I would call a gift, they're not going to get as good a result. I get second opinions every day, and it's not that people are stupid. It's that you know,
woo-hoo!
they're not. You
I'm
know,
standing
not,
up and cheering. I wanted to see if Sandy's listening.
No, you have to.
Oh, God, this is
but,
so
see, I also,
important.
I don't have the gift for everything either.
Well, not everybody does.
No.
We all have our own gifts. And
why,
I think what you're saying, and what that I want to say, I totally agree with you, which is why you'll find one individual human that can do the Reiki or the massage or the, like Sandy does, flower essences and acutonics. And what is this other thing you're doing? It's an osteopathic thing or something that she's doing. And she has remarkable healing results with the animals that she works with. But she could teach this stuff to somebody else. And they could do it and not have the same results. Because a lot of it is because Sandy is so freaking gifted in the work that she does. And you also mentioned, Dr. Bleem, intuition. That's got to be so much a part of it. But I think this is a huge area that we don't talk about that's really important. Wow.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank
you. Can I say something real quickly?
You, absolutely, because you are one of the gifted ones, my friend.
Well, I'm not sure I am, but you are.
You are.
See, I can, you won't even believe this, and I don't ever show people this often, but I can take a crystal pendulum and tell you whether, in fact, what you're taking is good for you or not.
Sure.
And I don't know where this came from, but if the pendulum swings to the left, it is bad for you. If it's straight, it's neutral. If it goes to the right, it's good for you. And I have no idea where this came from. Trust me, I don't show people because they're going to burn me at the stake. But I'll tell you what, it really is on the money.
Not here, so, because we believe in all this stuff. Wow, what a conversation. Let's get going on this. And Dr. Bernie, you would be very interested in Sandy's work because she's developing a whole arena out here of she now does anesthesia and surgical recovery with animal patients. And has a whole thing. She uses all kinds of stuff, and these animals are responding unbelievably.
Well, and I think you said it right. She said, she uses all kinds of stuff because it's not one thing that works for one animal will not work for another.
Right. And the reason, and what she, and how she determines what she uses is through her own gift of intuition and knowing. And that's what's so important. And when these scientists and these doctors stay in their left brain and only the science, it doesn't leave any room for the intuition and help from spirit, if you will, from the right brain. So, anyway, all right, let's time out for a moment, take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and we will continue this enlightening discussion straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest quality, all-natural, human-grade holistic products using the finest natural ingredients available, including vitamins and chelated minerals. Canada products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can. 100% satisfaction guaranteed and 100% nutritionally guaranteed. Check out the new All Life Stages grain-free formula. 80% meat protein, 20% vegetables and fruit, and 0 grains. Discover why dogs love Canada. Go to Canada.com for more information.
The live call-in show of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis has moved to Wednesdays at 1 p.m. So you can now get your free on-air readings with Metaphysical Mother and Divine Channel Robin Alexis at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. Robin helps countless people from around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. So call her for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Sundays at noon and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Is your website representing your business the way you want it to? Is it using the best the internet has to offer? If your answer is no to either of these questions, and pay close attention, Academy of Spirit is offering a special sale on their website review package. They will help your business grow by bringing out the true spirit of your business through your website. Get video working for you right away. This $150 video special includes their staff reviewing your site and suggesting where and how video and other website upgrades may increase your search engine exposure. Then they will record and edit up to 3 short videos for your website. Bring the spirit of your business to life through your website and do it today. Only a limited number of opportunities are available. Academy of Spirit, your multimedia services resource. go to academyofspirit.com/special or call today, 425-398-8011. That's 425-398-8011. Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. You can learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. Teaching pet owners and homeowners since 2001, the Northwest School of Animal Massage offers flexible online and hands-on classes, including Reiki 1 for animals with Polly Klein on June 6th, Animal Aromatherapy June 13th and 14th with Joan Sarita, and Fundamentals of Animal Massage with Lola Michelin June 13th. For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
The search is over. You found the station that's not afraid to be different. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and sorry to say we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. We also have Dr. Bernie Bleem from, well, 2 hours south of Chicago in Illinois joining us, and he is also working a lot with this endocrine immune imbalance. Dr. Al, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Dr. Bernie, you there?
Yep.
Yeah, I got to thank you, Dr. Bernie. You brought up a subject. I just wondered how long it was going to be until we ever got into this subject, but it is so true. At any rate, so you are beginning to run into now difficult patients that don't necessarily tolerate the standard drug treatments to regulate this imbalance. And are you having, you're having success with incorporating other modalities?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we could, okay, let's take one case.
Yeah.
Here's a case where we have a 5-year-old Maltese. The woman comes to me after seeing 3 or 4 other veterinarians. Let's say 3, because I was like 3.5, because she had talked to a friend or something.
Okay.
The singleman is, this dog is drinking more, urinating more, is itching all over, licking its feet, red ears. It has, of course, a few other little items going on. But we go ahead and bring it in. We test it. Find out the dog that has a specific gravity of 1002. Now, that's very, very dilute. That means that...
That's the urine. That's the urine.
That was urine. That was urine test.
So it's not concentrated.
Right. And basically, that's a collecting tubule problem. It's probably that the dog is taking out the solutes. That's the good stuff, taking it back in the body. But then where it gets to the very end, it's not able to take back in its water. And, of course, the rule-outs were many, many, many.
So you're basically saying that the dog had a kidney problem? Sort of.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could either be a direct kidney problem or something that's causing those collecting tubules to have the problem.
Yeah, I want to make sure that everybody listening can follow what you're telling us.
That's good. That's
okay.
Good. So anyway, we do all the standard tests, cultures, et cetera, come up with nothing that's helpful. We go ahead and do a test on the adrenal gland. This is before Dr. Pluckner.
Mm-hmm.
So what if we say BP before Pluckner?
Oh,
anyway,
okay, BP, all right, before
so
Pluckner.
And, you know, this is whenever I was just getting into it. So we decided to do an EI1 on this kid. It's off. We went ahead and put it on steroids, and amazingly, the dog gets better automatically. I mean, it's like immediately.
Ah.
The dog is doing better. Within about a week or two of the steroid therapy, the dog regresses.
No, wait a minute. Now, are you giving thyroid at the same time?
Absolutely, and the dog will remain on thyroid.
Okay, all right.
Because with the EI1, and you guys probably have explained this, there's also a thyroid panel there. So we went ahead because the dog was not responding very well. I'm for treating the dog, not to get the kudos for hey, I fixed it.
Right.
So I encouraged her. She said, "Hey, I want to try one other thing." I said, "Go for it. You're never going to bug me about this. You know, this is great." She comes back in about a week after seeing Dr. King, and Dr. King had her on some stuff.
That's the holistic guy that you said in your area that does the Eastern medicine?
Yeah, Eastern medicine.
Yeah.
And he was trained at the Qi Institute, and evidently that's a pretty hot place to go if you want to learn something. But because him and I have had several conversations at length about his philosophies and et cetera. And so he puts this kid on a formulation of herbals, does a little acupuncture. We wait 3 weeks, and finally that's the
Pacific gravity is at 1022 and continuing to rise.
Okay, well, let me make sure I understood. Okay, the EI1 Plechner syndrome panel was off. You started on the thyroid and steroids. The dog got immediately better for about a week and then started to regress.
Right.
She took the dog to the Eastern medicine guy, the Dr. Uh-huh. King, and uh-huh. and he did his thing with herbs and
acupuncture
and chi balancing. Now, uh-huh. did the dog remain on the steroid and thyroid medication?
We stopped the steroid, but the thyroid's going to continue.
Okay, continued the thyroid, stopped the steroid, but then the dog got better with Dr. King's treatment.
It's getting better.
Getting better.
You know, at this point, we would not call it normal.
Okay.
Specific gravity is still dilute, but it's basically for this animal, it's pulling some from the medicine that we know, the Western medicine, and then we're adding some Eastern, and it's
right.
working beautifully.
Yeah, in terms of clinical signs, the dog is improving. My first question is, have you yet run a second EI1 panel to know if that's coming back into balance yet?
Well, here's what we know. We ran IGA.
Ah, okay.
And Dr. Fleckner wouldn't argue that if you're going to get the whole panel in the most minimal because of price, form, you're going to want to watch your IGA.
Correct. That's the antibody that is most indicative of this imbalance.
Yeah, and it is.
And if the
up.
IGA is going up, then we know the estrogen's coming down.
Yeah. And you know,
so
and
the
I
IGA is going up.
Absolutely.
Hey,
and I will say
right.
every animal that I'm treating, the IGA is going up. It's a matter of how fast is it going up and clinical signs and. Okay. Enough.
Well, that's a, well, but that's that. See that, but that gives us another protocol to look at. see, I don't know if Dr. Bill is listening today because he does when he's around, and I don't know if he's listening. But with and this is a dog with dogs anyway that are intolerant of the steroid therapy, that perhaps keeping them on thyroid, but then we get Dr. Mike Saluski involved for the acupuncture and herbs. That maybe we stabilize them that way. That's real interesting.
And I'm sure Dr. Plechner would not argue with me. Every animal is different.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just give them a pill and say, see in a month.
Nope, there are no absolutes.
On top of these. You've got to have the gifts. You've got to have the intuition. You've got to watch them.
That makes total sense. Now, I do know, because Dr. Al, there's that gal down in Ojai. What is her,
Alexis Ells, yes.
Alexis Ells. And Dr. Bernie, I don't know if you know about her, but she is a generational holistic healer that, you know, grandmother, mother, granddaughter, and she does everything. She has an equine rescue and then a healing center for humans and animals, and she does all the Eastern stuff. And she's
busier than I am.
Right, and she discovered Dr. Plechner probably 25 years ago, maybe 30 now, with a dog that couldn't heal. And she is adamant that over all this 25 years, she's never found a way to stabilize this imbalance without using the drugs. But I don't know, I've had her on the air a couple of times, it's been a while, but I don't know if she's done what like you're doing and done a combination of the drugs and the Eastern medicine and all this sort of thing. It sounds
she's been trying, though.
She has, yeah.
And, you know, the point of it is like with Dr. Bernie, I mean, the point of it is we've tried to get some other people like himself involved because the syndrome is what it is. The funding and correcting of it has got to come in from different people.
Okay, now when you say funding,
I
want to clarify. When you say funding, people think of money. But I think when you say funny, you mean treating.
Correcting or trying to correct the imbalances.
Right.
Or funding the imbalance is what it really is. And
yeah.
The point of this, nobody's jumped on board before besides Bernie, Dr. Bernie. He's looking at it, and I just want help. I found the syndrome. Here it is. I know it's chronic health problems. show me how to make it better for the patient.
Right. Well, and we've got, you know, Dr. Bill up here is doing some great work himself because he's using, like, the transfer factor and the mushrooms
right.
and that kind of stuff, which are really helping. Really
well, there
helping.
There's got to be so many other, you know, avenues to correct this syndrome. The point of it is, this is a syndrome. Come on, let's go ahead and get it corrected or controlled, you know?
Absolutely. All right, got to put you guys back on hold so we can take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour, and then we'll come back and finish up our discussion with our vets. If you've got an animal or medical care question, better call in fast, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues with Vet Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store-within-a-store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, it's always worth a trip to Jones & Company because they've always got tons of stuff on sale. Their prices are good to begin with. And they've got their preferred customer car club or card. You get a card, keeps track of what you buy. You buy so much, you get money off. When you're buying foods like canned foods, you buy so much, you get free canned foods. If you're buying dry food for your cat or your dog, you buy 10, you get the 11th one free. It's a great deal. So get up to Jones & Company and join their preferred customer club. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. The phone number is 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Wagon Tails Liver Cookies, healthy, handmade treats for your dog that offer a heart full of love in every bite. Wagon Tails Liver Cookies are made with only the highest quality human-certified ingredients that come from a local meat market and restaurant supply companies. They never use byproducts. Wheat, corn, soy, or products with hormones or antibiotics. And dogs absolutely love them. Go to WagonTailsCookies.com to order this fabulous treat and read the heartwarming story about Willow, the inspiration for Wagon Tails Cookies.
Canada Pet Foods is committed to providing you and your pets the highest quality, all-natural, human-grade holistic products using the finest natural ingredients available, including vitamins and chelated minerals. Canada products are made the Canada way with superior quality in every bag and can. 100% satisfaction guaranteed and 100% nutritionally guaranteed. Check out the new All Life Stages grain-free formula. 80% meat protein, 20% vegetables and fruit, and zero grains. Discover why dogs love Canada. Go to Canada.com for more information.
Thanks to its listeners, Alternative Talk 1150 has become the most refreshing talk radio in our area. Now we want to hear more from you. Log on to 1150kknw.com and take a brief survey. Besides helping improve your favorite station, you'll have a chance to win an overnight trip to Victoria, BC, courtesy of the Victoria Clipper. Log on now to 1150kknw.com to be heard and to have a chance at winning. Contest details posted online. No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's been Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. If you want to know more about Dr. Al's work, want to order either of the or both of the books, or Or if you want to read a lot of the articles that he's written, because he adds to the articles all the time. You know, we had an extensive talk about vaccines earlier in the show, and he's got a big article about that. Go to his website, drplechner.com. That's drplechner.com. We are also joined in this hour by Dr. Bernie Bleem, veterinarian from Illinois, who has been working extensively with Dr. Al's imbalance and protocol and is discovering all kinds of neat stuff. Dr. Al and Dr. Bernie, you both still there?
Yeah.
Well, boy, you know, I think, Dr. Bernie, you just really have been a bright light in all of this. Really congratulate you on being so open-minded and being so willing to work with all of this and share with us what you're learning. Because, you know,
Bernie cares, and that's why he's doing it. He is somebody that I can relate to, and he is somebody that's going to leave more than he takes because he really wants to help his patients.
And really, that's so important. And so, you know, we're winding down. You know, we've got a few more minutes before we're done. So do either of you have anything else you want to chat about today?
Bernie, what do you think?
You know, I would just encourage, if anybody's listening to this particular station at a particular time, I'd encourage them to get their vets involved. I mean, that's how I came in.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, actually, because...
Pokey, go to the next guy.
Yeah, somebody that listens to the show out here was communicating, you know, via the internet to somebody who lives back there, and she brought her dog into you with this information, and you just jumped on it and ran.
There was nothing else to do.
Now, I've got a question.
Jump on it.
You know, I've got a question for you, Dr. Bernie. When, if someone takes this information to their veterinarian, and their veterinarian either hears Plechner or cortisone and says, ah, quack, this is baloney, what is there anything they can say to these vets to get them to take a look at this?
No.
No.
So what do? You find another vet then, huh?
Yeah. Because the truth is that, and Dr. Plechner and I may vary on this point.
Okay.
But we don't vary on that. And that is, the truth is, if I have, pick one, an obese cat, a dog who is showing the signs and the symptoms of some serious underlying disease, a dog that is genetically potentially predisposed to some of these concerns and imbalances, and you take it, you will get 10% of the time, you will get an adverse reaction to the treatment that will scare the shit out of you.
Mm.
What scares you more? Oh, can I say that on the air? Ooh.
Well, that's all right. Gary was on top of it, and he just dumped that. So
that's why we have Gary. That's my favorite word. I shouldn't use that. But it'll scare you.
Yeah.
You are what
you said. The truth is that you can use a different steroid and have a beneficial effect.
Uh-huh.
I don't think, I mean, steroids have to be, you have to respect them. They have to be respected. So when you go to a vet and they don't want to buy it, go to the next vet. I'd agree with that 100%. But also, you're not hearing either Dr. Al or myself saying, hey, we're carefree in it here. We're just throwing steroids and stuff. No, my work is very well backed up. Every one of us who practice medicine, who carry a license, have to answer to a licensing board. Everything that we do has to be documented. This is not, we aren't playing around.
Right.
This is stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And it really does work.
I apologize about that word. I forgot.
Oh, you know, well, we keep Gary on his toes. See, this is live radio. We have to make sure he's paying attention. And he was right. I watched him. He went right to the dump button. And you know, everyone, it doesn't happen often, but everyone, you can say the CRAP word. We talk about poop all the time here on the show. You just have to use the right word to describe
and
it.
If we do have Hispanic Americans listening, it's called caca.
Caca.
Yeah, excuse me. You know, but the point of it is, Bernie and I and you, Martha, are looking for a better way, and we've realized that, you know, the environment, our pets have changed, the medicine really has not. They have no idea why this is happening, and there is no excuse. My frustration is, you know, with our animals and everything else, but to see these children dying with cancer. Mm. Why can't they at least do the mechanism? Nobody asked them to act upon it, but why don't you look at it and realize this is what the problem is? And, you know, the overall. And all I can say to you is, you know, be the good person your pet thinks you are.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
That's a good one.
And I love them, trust me.
Oh, absolutely. And, well, and you know, when we first started talking to you on the air, when Pets at Risk came out, you were retired in Idaho. But there's so much attention is now being paid, and it was so important.
You came out of retirement back into practice.
Yeah.
I came back to make sure that people like Dr. Bleem, who picks up on this, who really is there to heal his patient and not his wallet, it will move on this, and he will. He's done some brilliant things. He's done some wonderful things, and I learned from him.
Yeah, absolutely.
We know that alternative therapy, whatever the therapy is, if you identify the mechanism, hey, whatever it takes to help that patient, do it. And it's not to say, well, you got to do this. No, you don't. If Western synthetics don't agree with the patient and you can do Eastern stuff that will, hey, our only thought is we want a well patient. And I like Bernie, I don't care who does it, but we need somebody that will do it.
Well, and that's why I picked the animal world vets so carefully, because, and that's what I believe the world of medicine needs to evolve into, which is a non-just judgmental, ego-less world of looking at everything that works, realizing that there isn't just one right answer, that what works for one animal may not work for another.
Exactly.
And that's why, Dr. Al, you've been so successful, like Dr. Bernie, Dr. Bill Burlingame, Dr. Mike Salewski, all of these vets are open-minded enough to look outside of what they know to find more answers. You're healers and you care about the well-being of your patients, and you're willing to look at everything and take the best of anything. And that's what I do as a behavior therapist and trainer.
I
take the best of everything and put it all together.
And we don't care who does it as long as somebody does it.
Exactly.
Yep. We refer to people that know a lot more than I will ever know. But I'll tell you what, no one like Bernie, same as I do, nobody cares as much as we do as you do, Martha.
Yeah, we all care. Sandy cares, Dr. Bill cares, Dr. Mike cares, and it's just wonderful to work with people that are so open-minded and non-judgmental and basically egoless in this process. It's important. So
we'll make a difference, trust me.
Yeah,
it's happening.
We're getting there.
It's coming.
So Dr.
It'd be nice to open this up to other people too. Just join us.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love you to join us. We'd love you to powwow. And I know, Dr. Al, you keep saying you want Dr. Bill to call in, so we'll have to get him on with us, too. But at any rate, Dr. Bernie, thanks for taking time out of your Sunday to join us.
Bernie.
We'll look forward to hear what you're...
I love you, man.
Yeah, and we'll look forward to hearing what more you've gleaned in the next month. We'll talk to you, hopefully, on the next Vet Sunday. Dr. Al, thank you for your time, as always. And we will be back with another Vet Sunday with Dr. Al and hopefully Dr. Bernie on the first Sunday of July. If you want more information about Dr. Al's work and Pets at Risk and the Human Compendium, go to Dr. Al's website, www.drpluckner.com. You guys, .com, by the way, drpluckner.com. Dr. Al, Dr. Bernie, thanks for joining me, and we'll talk to you guys again next month.
Let's call it Bleem Gleaned.
The Bleem Gleaned segment of the show. Okay, the Bleem Gleaned hour.
Thank you for having us.
All right. All right, you guys, take care. Have a good June. We'll talk to you in July.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. That's going to wrap us up for today. I've got to tell you that next week, finally, we're going to do our annual Memorial Day special show. We've been postponing that with the Husky women in the softball World Series, but they wrapped that one up. They won all the monies, marbles, and chalk. We're pleased about that. And next week in the studio, Kim Miller, Medium and Animal Intuitive. It's our Memorial Day special. We will honor our beloved animal friends on the other side, and Kim will take your phone calls to help you talk with your animals or human loved ones on the other side. We will also also address the grief process that those of us left behind need to go through. Sandy, thank you. It's been so wonderful to have you back. She's still on the phone. Gary, thank you. And we'll tune in for Sports Tangle Monday evening, 8 to 9, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and we will talk to you again next week.